right. God bless you all. I want to share with you, this being the last Sunday of 2018, some resources for a successful 2019. All right? Some things that will help you have a successful, exciting 2019. And that's a great question for you to think about, isn't it? What do I need to do to be my best for 2019? We just don't want to just float on into the year, but it's an opportunity for us to think about our lives, our relationship with God, and what God has for us to do. You know, talk with Him and see what He has for us to do. And what will really make the difference for a successful New Year's resolution is your attitude, or our attitude. If we go in talking about, oh, I'm going to stop smoking and stop scratching my head 10 times a day, you know, okay. What kind of resolution are you going to do? But if you have a great attitude and talk with the Father and think about the resources you have to go into 2019, you can have a fabulous 2019. So I did want to read this one little prayer here that I found. And this is a prayer, New Year's Day prayer for one and all. Dear Lord, so far this year I've done well. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed, and from then on, I'm probably going to need some more help. Amen. Well, hopefully we'll hold on to what God inspires us to do in the future a little longer than a few minutes or an hour or a day or two. So it's an opportunity for us as we look at our lives and look to make changes. Because that's what we're talking about, making changes in our lives. Not that we're bad and now we got to be good, but what can I change to be even better? You know, be my best for Him. And that's what we want to do. You know, one of the big challenges we find in Agape Now, where we're working with people, and a lot of them are on the street, a number of them are homeless, they feel like they're stuck there. And they can't change. There's no way. I am what I am, and I can't go any further. And that's not a good attitude to have, is it? And man, we just have to bust in there, because that's a big fat lie. That's a lie. I am who I am, so I cannot change is a lie. Because we can make changes in our lives. Big time. Big time. I know people get caught up in drugs, and that's one of the probably number one or two on the list that keeps people in a certain lifestyle. And I know people will go, you know, go weeks or months and they're doing good and then they fall back. But they can still change, can't they? They can still change, and we can still fight for people. You know, we never get tired of doing Agape Now, in spite of inviting hundreds of people to fellowship and very few people come. But if one comes and gets born again, eternal life, who's dancing in heaven? The angels. For one person that repents and gets born again. So, you know, we need to realize that change is available. Many people's lives have been changed for the worse because of the influence of devil spirits. The devil spirits are behind the drugs, certain lifestyles, certain culture attitudes. The adversary is the god of this world, right? And so these devil spirits they're doing their trip. But you know, there's one spirit that we know that's bigger than every devil spirit. Yeah. And that's Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit trumps these those devil spirits each and every time. So the spirit that much greater than any devil spirit, that's why I know we can change. People can change in their life. And God is a God of love and grace, and He's always open for change. No matter how bad we've been in the past, no matter what we've done, it's a new day with Him. Lamentations 3:21-24. I think you have that first reference on your notes. Let me read that to you. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Isn't that neat? New every morning, His compassions. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is what? My portion. You know, that's what counts in my life. The Lord, our Heavenly Father. You know, the reason why most people fail in their resolutions is because they're five senses oriented. Jean shared that. We were talking about this, and she made that statement. I thought, man, that nails it. Because so many times we're five senses oriented in our resolutions. You know, I'm gonna change what I eat so, you know, I look better. My skin will be looking softer. I won't watch TV as much. You know, instead of 10 hours, I'll watch 8.5 hours or something. And I'll read some nice book in the extra time I have. No. You know, if we set our resolutions on God and talking with Him, and He inspires us in what we can change to be our best, man, we've got a good connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a fantastic connection. And there's three realities that we need to recognize in our life that will help us utilize godly resources. I'm going to share with you some godly resources we can use, but to do that, these realities need to be in your mind. You've got to be thinking this. You've got to know this. And number one is, I have been bought by God, so I'm going to honor Him. God bought me. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I'll read this to you. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You don't belong to yourself. Isn't that fancy? We do not belong to ourselves. So who do we belong to? God Almighty. So He's the one we need to be communicating with and locking in and realize that we belong to Him. So we honor Him. The next verse goes on to say, for you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we glorify Him, right? We're praising Him. I'm so blessed. Barney is sending out praise verses. Are some of you getting those?
Every
day. Praising Him, because why? We belong to Him. We should be praising Him all the time. That's why speaking in tongues is so neat, because when you think of our Father, start speaking in tongues. He loves that. That's the language He just so desires to hear. And so we need to recognize the reality that I am bought for God, I belong to Him, and I'm going to honor Him. And number two is, I am alive in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22, and that verse says, for as in Adam all die. Everybody is from Adam. Adam, right? Human beings. They're going to die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. We're in Christ, and we have eternal life. So I am alive in Christ, okay? So I'm bought with a price. The Lord Jesus Christ bought me, and I belong to Him, and I am alive in Christ. Because I am alive, it's because it's Christ in me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christ in me, the hope of glory. Number three, I am destined to live for him. We heard that word. I haven't thought about that word in ages. I haven't used that word in years. That word hit me, and we heard in the manifestations that you're destined for him. That blew my mind. So how God works in these things here, I think the message is the right message. All right, yes. So I am destined to live for him. God knew you would believe. And so now you're his, and you are destined for him, to live for him, to walk for him, to hold forth the word for him. These are great realities. If we can embrace them, knowing that we're bought with the price, that we can honor him, we're alive in Christ, and that we're destined to live for him. Our destiny is in his hands. We just need to put ourselves in his hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. So these are great realities to be aware of as we look to some resources I want to share with you. But I want to share with you, and I want Gina to help me out here. You know, we're on Agape now. We're out there. We're handing out water. Would you like some water? Or would you like some prayer? This guy's coming along, and he's got a cart. And I wasn't sure what was in it, and I was kind of getting ready to get my water out. And lo and behold, he comes up. He's got a cart. He's got it full of water bottles and ice water.
And ice.
And we kind of recognized this guy. And he remembered us. His name is Alex. And the timing for him to come and share about how we touched his life, you share that.
Well, you've heard of the sandwich man, Eddie. Well, we now have Alex the Pampers guy.
Pampers man.
Probably 6 months ago, this older guy came by, and he was homeless. He had a bag, and his wife sent him out to get some Pampers, some diapers, because he has a brand new baby, and the baby has no diapers. So he is pretty much down and out, and has no work. So we ministered to them, prayed with them, and we gave him some money to go down to Big Lots and buy some Pampers. So he leaves, and then within a half hour, he comes back, and he shows us his Pampers, which you never know when you give someone some money.
Yeah, you normally don't give out money, but...
Right, but we thought it was the right thing to do, and he was so excited. He thought his wife should be really proud of him for doing what he needed to do, and so he was off, and we were thrilled. Well, he came by yesterday, and he has this cart. He's got ice water, and he says, I saw you guys handing out water, and what a blessing that was. He realized I could sell water. So he goes to the Embarcadero every day, or I don't know how many times he goes a week, but he supports his family. He has an apartment now, and supports his family on $1 a bottle to the tourists. And he said his life has changed. He's a good father. And he thanked us for being there to encourage him and to love him. So we may have more stories about the Pamper guy. But wonderful. We have no idea. You never have any idea what your life is going to do. But as we step out and love, God works.
Yeah. And he's changed. You know, he made some decisions, and he changed his life. It wasn't easy, but he did, and he's seeing the success of that. And, boy, that was really exciting.
He just looked totally different for the first time.
Yeah. I didn't recognize him at first, because he looked like a normal, excited person, you know?
Yeah, he said, I was here. And you guys prayed for me, and my life's totally changed. And he's an older guy with this brand new baby.
Yeah.
And he looked really old then, but yesterday he looked alive.
Yeah. So, yeah. God is good, huh? So, resources for a successful 2019, all right? So, we, in our heart, we know we've been bought. We've got Christ in us, right? And we're going to be our best for Him. We're destined to live. We know that God has called us. So, number one resource, and this is pretty simple stuff. You know the answer here, I think. Your Heavenly Father, okay? God. People run all over the place trying to find, you know, sources to help them, but the greatest resource is our Heavenly Father, God. Hebrews 12:20-21, I'll read that for you. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Jesus Christ, brought Him from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Now think about that. Make you perfect in every good work to do His will. That's available for us to do that. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Isn't that a fantastic verse? And what a challenge for our minds, too, that God can work within us. Yes, He can. He can work for us and in us to do His will.
Are you sure that's Hebrews 12? Yeah, why is that saying that?
That's not... What's the other verse? Thank you. 13:20. Yes. All right, you got to change here. Not everything's perfect. That's right. No, thanks for catching that. No, 13:20-21. Then Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of what?
His good pleasure.
We get to do God's good pleasure. You know what His pleasure is? What His desire is? All men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Woo! So, we get to do that. We get to do that. So God is our number one source. God's Word is the second source. Matthew 4:4. What's Matthew 4:4?
Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Yeah. So we need God's Word to live by. You know, we can't get along without three meals a day, you know? Well, we need to eat the Word as often. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's God's Word. That's how it hits into the depth of the heart. I was looking at Joyce Meyer's little magazine she puts out every so often. Has some great teachings and things. And she's got, for the new year, she has this new 30-30 challenge. And that 30-30 challenge is that you would read God's Word for 30 minutes for the next 30 days. Now, you know, for the vast majority of people, that's going to be a good challenge for them to do that, right? 30-30. Now I got to thinking, well, wait a minute here. What about a 30-15-15-30 challenge? 30 minutes, read the Word. 15 minutes, speak in tongues. 15 minutes, pray with your understanding. And do it 30 days. But then I got to think, wait a minute. I'm still limiting myself.
Yeah.
Let's do a 30A-15-15-R-O-M-L. This I like. You want to know what that one is? All right. The 30A is reading the Word 30 minutes a day and reading what's and how it applies to me. okay? How I can live what I just read in the Word and how it applies to me, all right? Not just to read something and forget about it, but read it 30 minutes and how does this apply to me? How can I work this? Speak in tongues 15 minutes? Pray with the understanding 15 minutes? Now, how long should we do this? R-O-N-L. The rest of my life. The rest of my life. Why not? I don't want to stop in 30 days.
Right.
This is a good challenge. So let's do it for the rest of our life. Amen, huh? Well, our third great resource is Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christ in you, Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, how does that go? Jesus Christ is telling them,
you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of here.
Yeah, you're going to receive power. Power. That gift of Holy Spirit is all about power. And Jesus described the Spirit and gave it many attributes or names in John 14. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, okay, a comforter. And the Greek word for that is encourager. So that Spirit, God gave you a Spirit. A Spirit is an encourager. We should expect that we're going to be encouraged by that Spirit that we have in us, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because I see him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I think that's 17. I know I didn't...
Yeah, that's 17.
That's 17. And there's some other verses there about the peace of God. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send, I think this is verse 26, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, we can live our life without any fear, any trouble. The world doesn't have anything on us. We have the peace of God in us. We've got the Spirit in us. And these are three great resources: God, his Word, and the gift of Holy Spirit. But there's another thing, another aspect that I think it's a very practical that is important. And Jeannie was inspired to get into this, and I want her to share time management.
So here we are, and we are here today, and today is made up of time, moments. And I want to share with you a little bit from the book Living a Life You Love by Joyce Meyer. Very inspiring. And chapter 2, it says, this moment is the most important one you have. All we have are moments, minutes, seconds in a day. Emily Dickinson said, forever is composed of nows. When are you going to get anything done? Now. Yeah, everything is about now. Imagine with me, if your bank needs some new policies regarding your personal checking account, get ready, you're going to like these changes. It's not the fees. The new policy says something like this. Every single day, you get $86,400 deposited into your account. It's all yours. You can spend it as you see fit. However, every night, the bank cancels any money you didn't use that day. Nothing carries over to the next day. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You want to know the thing? What would you do? I know what I would do. I'd go about every day spending that money as wisely as possible. I'd invest it. I'd share it with others. I'd spend it on things that really matter. And I'd probably have a shopping spree, too. With an opportunity like that in front of me, I'd make the most of every dollar, maximizing the opportunity every day. I asked you to think about that because Believe it or not, you have been given a similar policy, but not with money, with time.
Oh.
Every day you are given 86,400 brand new seconds to spend however you want. Isn't that amazing to consider? But here's the catch. None of that time carries over to the next day. It has to be lived in the present. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow's not promised. You've got 86,400 seconds to spend today. Each day is a new opportunity. You should avoid focusing on the things that you don't like or perhaps even dread. It is possible to do something that maybe isn't your favorite thing to do and still not hate it. You don't have to live regretting the past or dreading the future. You can maximize the 86,400 seconds God has given you every day. This is more than just an idea, it's a biblical principle. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. We'll go through these quickly because we are getting a little long here. Ephesians 5, 16 in the King James says, I know this verse is pretty. 5:16, it says, in the King James, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Well, Amplified says, making the very most of the time, buying up every opportunity because the days are evil. Redeeming your time, buying up every opportunity to live to the fullest. The Good News Translation says, make good use of every opportunity you have because the days are evil. And Psalm 118:24 says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This very day, is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Or does our lives describe it as, this is the day which the Lord hath made, let me stew and be mad in it? How many times do we act like that, though? Really? Well, someone screwed me up or cut me off on the freeway, and so I'm mad. Do we want to do that, or do we want to rejoice and be glad in it? Why waste our time doing the things that have no profit, that don't encourage us? We were bowling with our grandsons that were 4 and 6, and the 6-year-old just wants to do everything right. He tries too hard, and he gets upset because the 4-year-old's winning. And he's frustrated because he's twice the size. Just smile, enjoy the moment. That's what it's all about, and we need to enjoy every moment. That's what time management is all about. A grateful attitude changes every outcome. When you start thinking, well, you know, sometimes you ask them, well, how are you doing? They'll say, well, I'm hanging in there. We don't need to be hanging in there. One man hung for a short time and saved the life of all of us.
Wow.
Think about that. Don't ever use that term anymore, I'm hanging in there. I'm rejoicing because the day might come, he might come back tomorrow. We have today to rejoice, to be glad in it. John 10:10, I think, if anything we could do this year, more than anything else, is enjoy the abundant life that Jesus Christ made available for us. Because so many times we don't look at our life and really understand all that God made for us. Because we get so caught up in the circumstances around us that we don't have time to rejoice. That we aren't just thankful. We are bought with a price. But John 10:10, in the Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Is your life in an abundance till it overflows? That's what God has made for you. So expect it. Live that way. Live each moment. Make the most of every moment of your day. How do we maximize our time? We obey in the moment. We obey God's word. there's nothing greater to obey than God's word. And then we're blessed because this book is the roadmap of how we're going to live our lives. If Jesus Christ only does the will of the Father and he was successful, let's do that. Let's find out what his word is. So obey. When we hear God's word, we obey it. But we got to study it too. We love in the moment. You know, if we love in the moment, then we don't have to be discouraged in the moment. We can love in the moment because we know that love is who we are. Love is who God is. That's what we carry. It says in John 15, it says, love one another that your joy may be full. So look for opportunities to love one another. And you walk down the street, just say, God bless you. You're the best. Enjoy the moment. Philippians 4, look at that. Philippians 4 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Philippians 4:4 says, I need to amplify. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Not once, but rejoice. Continue rejoicing. That's because we have joy. We have the joy of the Lord. It's our strength. So we walk rejoicing. We don't have time to be concerned about let regret or complain or worry or get into fear. That's not what our moments are full of. Our moments are full of love, power, success, the Father. Maximize every moment you have today to live the life Jesus Christ came to make available. That's who we are. We are walking Jesus Christ. We are walking in his steps. That's why we can change the world if we just keep walking. Take that step one moment at a time. But we can only accomplish something in today. Right now, in this moment. So we decide how successful we're going to be by keeping our minds and our hearts in to who we are, our purpose. Now we can't change any. We have to live the life. We have only one life to live, this side of eternity.
Yeah.
I think that's a great shirt.
Yeah.
This side of eternity, we have one life to live. And why not live it to the praise and glory of God? So where should you spend your time daily? In prayer, fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father, in the Scriptures, studying the words of life, in expectation that God will fulfill his word. You know, a pregnant woman is expecting. She's expecting that someday that baby's going to come out. And so she knows the outcome. She's not going to have it all, huh? She's going to have a baby. We expect when we pray that God is going to answer that prayer. And he's usually going to do it exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we need to get out of the way and let God do what he can do, what he does best. You need to fellowship with like-minded believers. You need to call one another. Enjoy the family that God's given us. If we were just one man on an island and had to sin, you know, it'd be pretty lonely and there wouldn't be anything else for us to do because we would be the only one there, but we're not. We're to walk in love, not in fear. And when you see fear start to take over, say, no, you have no right in my life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it to the full, so it overflows in abundance. Walking in love, we make intercession for one another, for the saints. We encourage others. And making intercession, I want to mention that we've been doing our prayer team for almost a year now. We started December 31st, and we've seen tremendous answered prayers. It's just phenomenal. And if you need an encouragement, join us in our prayer team. Be on the email list to pray for others, because once you start getting your life off of yourself and giving to others, God works. Walk by faith, not by sight. Every time we look at circumstances and it looks impossible, confess God's word. That's who we are. We are believers. Faith is what we do. So that's what we need to do in the moment. Believe God and His Word. Work heartily as unto the Lord. Everything that we do, work heartily as unto the Lord. And the last thing, give more. Look for areas to give financially. Your time. Show your gratitude and thankfulness. Life is all about giving. If we're not giving, we're not living. We want to honor God with our first fruits. Tell you, when we do that, the simplest thing, God blesses us because we're trusting Him. We're walking in faith. We're honoring Him. We're putting Him first. We had for a fundraiser for the holidays, we were raising money for a missionary home, and we raised $915, which is really a blessing. And I know, not everyone got involved enough, but that's okay, because there's many, many areas we can support. And if you need an area that you want to support in, talk to us, because we've got lots of irons in the fire. Because God's opening doors. When you're ready, He will open those doors, and we just need to walk in. So I encourage you to think about every moment. Is it a blessing to God? Is it a blessing to you? Is it a blessing to someone else? And if we weren't successful today, don't harm yourself. Guess tomorrow.
Amen.
Let's start all over with those 86,400 seconds. So, bless you.
Good, good. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful love toward us. And we're grateful that you did buy us through Christ, that we have Christ within, that we are destined to live for you, Father, and we're grateful that we're in your family. We have you, your word, this gift of Holy Spirit, and we have all these seconds that we can praise you, think of you, and be guided by you, Father. So we pray for a great year ahead here, that just an exciting time, Father, knowing that we're your kids and you're our Father. So thank you for each and every person here this morning and folks that will listen to this on the internet, and bless them big time. And thank you, Father, for all that you are and all that you do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you. Glad we could be together this morning. You've already had our refreshments.
Still my day.
But this morning, okay, good.